We've got the Lefevre brothers with us right now, the men's under 50, Comp Cruiser, and T7, Sean and Todd Lefevre, 7 hours, 44 minutes, and 59 seconds. How's that for a time, Sean?
Excellent. I'm very happy with that. You know, and we had a little mishap right after Goodyear Dam. We tipped in, but we recovered well, and we got back in the boat and kept right on going.
Now, you beat the team of Gary McLean and Philip Millsbaugh by about 5.5 minutes. And were you ahead of them the whole race?
Yes. Yeah, nobody was ahead of us. There was one spot that there was, I think it was maybe a men's over 50 team, I think it was, that was close to us. And they actually hit a tree and tipped in when they were right next to us. But other than that, nobody was around us the whole day.
Well, Todd has got, you know, I've interviewed a lot of people. I've seen a lot of bumps and bruises. Todd's got a gash on his side. Tell us what happened out there. How did that happen?
Well, we came around the corner, and we really didn't check the river out that good, but the current came and pushed the boat right into us, and the only thing I could do was not break the paddle. So I put my arm up, and I got it right in the ribs.
He's got a gash in his ribs, and boy, I tell you, did it affect your paddling for a bit after that?
Yeah, I was in a lot of pain for quite a while. I really thought I broke my ribs at first, but now I pushed on it, and through maybe I'm just numb now, but it just feels like I separated them.
Boy, oh boy, I tell you. I wanted to talk to you guys for a number of reasons, but the big reason is last year you came in second place, and you said, yep, we got to do it again. And you have to do it again for a special reason, and that reason is the heart on both of your shirts that say Mom inside. This one was for Mom, huh?
Oh, they're all for Mom. And it's just an honor that we did come in first. You know, that was our goal. Our goal was to do it without tipping in this year, but, well, you'll have that, but we still recovered, and we came in first, and we're really happy, and, you know, Mom was on our shoulder.
I have a feeling someone's smiling up there.
You bet your butt. She kept us through it, you know. Even when we did tip in and I hit the log, you know, I just kept thinking, you know, first for her, because she was an amazing woman anyways, as all of us know. And, you know, that's what drives you to do the things, you know. That's what drives you, you know. Defeat always brings out the best in people because they, you know, they put their head together and they go out and they try their best to be number one, you know. That's what it's all about, and it's great.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I was delighted to see you come across first for a number of reasons, but especially for the wonderful woman that your mom was, Pam Lefevre. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate your time, and good luck in the future. Or what does the future look like?
Well, right now I'm committed with my niece, Cassie O'Hara, to do the 70. We're going to get a stock boat, and she really likes to paddle, and so that'll be a lot of fun. I hope to do good, you know, and that's my level of paddle right now, because with a business and everything, it is very, very hard to acquire the time to be hugely successful, and it hurts. So tomorrow I got to go to work.
Oh, boy. Sean, and what about you, future on the river?
Well, I enjoy paddling, and I like, you know, being in shape. I would like to take another step and get that much better. I've came a long way, you know. Both of us together, we are like 100% rookies, and we've come from tipping in five times in a little couple mile race to tipping in once in the 70. So I'd like to keep going, you know. And we'll see where it takes me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.